Texans Reloaded Training Camp is brought to you by Reliant. Want flat electricity costs? Call 1-866-RELIANT for the Reliant Predictable 12 Plan. PUCT number 10007. Houston is routinely recognized as having the hottest training camp in the NFL. But that doesn't faze 10-year veteran Chris Myers.
You go into training camp and everyone understands it's work time. That's just the way I am. It's your job. If you're kind of fearing it or just putting it off and being like, I can't believe I have to go to training camp, you shouldn't be in it. You're getting paid to play football, and you should be passionate about it.
Punter Shane Lechler is entering his 15th season in the NFL and knows the routine of training camp all too well.
It's Groundhog Day. If you can just get to the third or fourth preseason game, you're good. You just get to the first one, because then you kind of got to give you a day off, and then you kind of go through in the next games right away. But if you can just get to that first preseason game, training camp's pretty easy after that. But the best part about it is, hey, man, everybody's going through it. Everybody is. Who can get through it the best, and everybody in the league is going through it.
During training camp, repetition can take its toll, but in football, repetition is everything.
For me, the best part about training camp is, and as a quarterback, it's always, I think, a little bit easier physically than all those other guys, but I love the practice. I love getting all those reps and going out there and working through all these different things in game-like situations.
Hey, guys, this ball's coming. We got to get into the route. We got to time it up.
I think the new coaching staff is just tremendous. They're very demanding of their players, which I think any coaching staff needs to be. They're just expecting the best out of us, and you could just tell day in and day out the amount of work that everyone's putting in, trying to make each other better in general, and you becoming the best person you could be able to help the overall team out.
Although veteran quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick has been named the starter, he's focused on improving his game.
Mentally, there's a lot of stuff we go through every day, all the gymnastics at the line of scrimmage and all the different things. So mentally, every day, you really got to be sharp and focused on what you're doing. Guys like to give me a hard time, when they're sitting in the ice baths and, dying out there, and I go in and get some treatment on my shoulder or my elbow but that's just the life of a quarterback, I guess.
With Fitzpatrick as the starting quarterback, Texas native Case Keenum and rookie Tom Savage are battling it out for the number two spot.
Fitzy will get the bulk of the reps, and then right now Case is getting the second most, and Tommy gets, quote-unquote, the third most. But basically, Tommy probably gets a lot of reps of his own because we do a two-spot drill there in the beginning of practice, and we'll do more of those as practice goes on where he gets his own reps, and then Case comes over and gets some of those reps too. So it balances itself out, and then we determine who's ahead of who after a few practices, however many practices we think we need to determine who the backup quarterback's going to be. We'll take our time with that. But right now it's Ryan, it's Case, and then it's Tom.
The Texans' defense is picking up on Romeo Crennel's system, where versatility is key.
He's a quiet, soft-spoken guy, but, knows the defense inside and out, and you can just tell, me and all his, you can tell just by the way he explains the defense, he's got a lot of experience.
He's an easygoing guy, but at the same time, he's highly respected. He's been a head coach and a D coordinator, Super Bowl winner and things like that, so his resume speaks for itself. And for me as a player and us as a defense, as a team, we're anxious to get a guy like that just to pick his brain, to use different guys in multiple ways and things like that. You just look at his track record, wherever he's been, he's had success. So anytime you have a guy coming in like that, it can only pay dividends, and we're anxious just to be a part of it.
Well, he's a fine coach. He's full of knowledge. He's going to make sure you're in your spot. He's going to, if you messed up, he's going to make sure you know it. He's going to make sure you correct it. And, so far, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
I mean, he's a great coach. He brings a lot of excitement. We do a lot of teaching, and I think that's going to definitely play a big part in, the roles that we have, defensively.
I think one of the things as a leader, anytime you have a new staff, a new system,
you have to show that you're buying in, because everybody's looking to you. Everybody's looking to you. A new system, okay. How's he going to fit? What are we going to do? How are we going to handle it? And if, as a leader, you buy in and you give everything that you have, everybody else is going to follow you. And so that's what I've tried to do, is I've just tried to every single day work as hard as I can possibly work, be a great teammate, and be coachable, and let these coaches teach me and show my teammates that, hey, let's buy in, because that's the only way we're going to have success, is if everybody buys in. And I think we've done a great job.
Player-turned-coach Mike Vrabel is also doing his part in amping up the Texans' defense and helping first overall pick Jadeveon Clowney transition to the NFL.
Well, I think you just have to go, you have to recognize formation sooner. You know, normally when you're a defensive lineman, you just line up on the offensive tackle or tight end and you just roll and you attack. And, you know, we have to understand that he does a great job of attacking. He can do a lot of good things for us in coverage. And he's done a good job of seeing the formations, adjusting to them, making the calls, and being conscientious.
Does it help that you've made that transition yourself and when you talk to him?
I don't know if it helps or hurts him, but I try to tell him the things to look out for.
I mean, pretty much for a rookie coming in, best advice that I can, you know, give is just pretty much, you know, hang around the vets. Know exactly what's going on. That's the best thing. And, I mean, everything should fall into place, you know, and just work your butt off, too, 110% every day.
Position battles are part of training camp, and everyone is hoping for a spot on the 53-man roster.
I'm not the guy to sit there and say you don't have fun outside of football. But the moment, you know, you turn in that parking lot out there, you got to put, you know, mature up and put the game face on and handle your business over here as a pro and a professional.
Come in with an open mind, ready to work. You know, don't have any expectations. Just come in and you know, be a sponge to the coaches, to the older players. And when you get between those lines, get ready to go.
Coming up.
Yeah, that's it. You don't want to get too close to me, especially if I'm a linebacker. That's it.
When Texans Reloaded training camp returns.